Well, today's threat assessment deals with a topic that, quite frankly, is pretty hard for me to discuss as objectively as I should, given my time in Iraq. Now, I watched the U.S. feed half-hearted efforts and wasted hundreds of billions of dollars without being able to articulate the strategy to win the war. Pumping money into something alone is not a strategy. It certainly is a worse strategy than America being strong on the world stage. And I don't want that fate for Ukraine. But, you know, it scares me. And I don't know everything. That said, when Europe's largest nuclear power plant may be in peril, we got to dig into this and potentially provide resources. Today's explosion that leveled a major dam in southern Ukraine did a number of things. One, it in Russian-held territory. Two, it compromised cooling ponds for the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And three, it displaced thousands of people as it washed out entire cities. Now, this all happened in the first days of the Ukrainian counteroffensive, where we now have breaking news that intense fighting is underway south of Zaporizhzhia. This is where Ukrainian forces are actually on the attack. But could this further complicate the possibility of a nuclear meltdown? Something that could be worse than Chernobyl? It's far bigger. Well, joining me now to get some answers, Ryan Macbeth, an open source intelligence analyst. Ryan, this is like, look, you can talk about the counteroffensive all day, but the fact that this may have triggered whatever the actions are, triggered the catalyst for instability, we'll call it right now, is how big a danger is this?
It's always a concern when you're dealing with a nuclear plant in an active combat zone. However, this particular nuclear plant has something called a cooling pond that is about 4 miles square. This cooling pond is the size of my hometown growing up. They know how to run these reactors. Right now, they're in a cold shutdown, although I believe two of the reactors may be in what's called a hot shutdown, which allows them to use the reactors to generate power to operate the plant. So the reactors should be good. They know what they're doing with this. The main concern is any errant shells or rockets that might hit these buildings.
Well, that was the bigger thing when they moved in on Chernobyl. And I went over there and I walked into the Chernobyl areas where the Russians had actually fired at a nuclear storage facility, which to me is bizarre. But the head of the International Atomic Energy commented on the potential safety risk for the Russian nuclear power plant. Look at this.
If the plant were to run out of water, then we would have a very serious situation. There doesn't seem to be an imminent risk of a dry up of the water available there, but the situation is serious.
So I feel like everybody on any side of anything can get together and be like, all right, we may hate each other, we may be fighting over territory, but let's just not shoot at the nuclear reactor.
That would be a great idea. It actually might not be a bad idea to have an exclusion zone where troops from multiple nations can get together by that nuclear power plant and protect it and consider that an open city, if you will.
Yeah. I got to ask you about the offensive. Do you know anything about the Ukrainians making any progress? Are they getting pushed back by the Russians? It's right there north of the Crimea Peninsula right now. So they're in it.
Absolutely. It's certainly, I am so impressed with the Ukrainian military. Their operational security has been fantastic. I believe they are attacking along three axes. Melitopol, Berdansk, and what's left of Mariupol, mainly because the roads provide excellent main supply routes into those areas, and then you can cut that specific province in half and prevent any trains or supplies going to Crimea. As for how they're doing, we don't really know because their operational security has been so good. I would not be surprised they're taking substantial casualties at the breach. And some of these defenses go up to 20 kilometers in depth. So it's going to be a tough slog getting out of those initial fields of fire.
Yeah. No, I remember I was down there in Mykolaiv, down where the fighting was taking place about a year ago. And it was World War II trench warfare style, if you can believe that. Ryan Macbeth, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Carl. Always a pleasure.
All right.